Actually, the guy who introduced me, Nato Green, is a comic, and he put the benefit together. It was the benefit. It was the League of Pissed Off Voters.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a great time. And he said, we got a couple of young comics and a couple of old comics. It was me and Johnny Steele. And I'm looking around La Brava. They got pictures out in front. And there's more pictures of Willie L. Brown in the lobby.
Years and years and years.
In the lobby of La Brava.
But you got to understand, I did the work for years and years and years.
To put that thing together?
Put it together. I helped restore it. Ellen Barkin got me involved.
Mm-hmm. I wish you were Ellen Barkin. Ellen Gavin.
Evan Gallen.
Yeah. I wish you were Ellen Barkin.
Ellen Gavin. Thank you.
Ellen Gavin is not much less attractive than Ellen Barkin.
I thought she was Ellen Barkin. Yeah. She never told me she was Ellen. When did she get married?
She's a sweetheart. She really is.
She's a great lady. I actually delivered some interesting movie stars out there. I had some old-time black movie stars come out and perform. They wouldn't consider them old-time, but they did. They came out, and it was wonderful helping to put the money together with all the agencies of city government that we got. But it was Ellen, single-minded, driven Ellen, that would not let that theater fall the way most theaters have.
Well, she obviously feels some sort of debt to you because your picture is everywhere. You must have five photos
of the old York Theater.
Mm-hmm. She's just an admirer, guys. Mm-hmm. She's just an admirer. Let's get it straight. Let's not, you know. And actually, Will, your performance last night was kind of the end of Carnival. This is like the end of the whole process.
Well, it's just the beginning of our whole show from 7 to 10.
John Chavna, Aaron Peskin, John Alden, and Rose Gibault from the Commonwealth Club all here today. John, it's a great show.
All right, guys, looking forward to that. Our quick news team special in the June primary election coming up next. And then it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station. We sound real good because we broadcast in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News as we look at the upcoming June 6th primary election.
Santa Clara, San Mateo, and Alameda County voters will be choosing candidates for a number of state assembly seats. The 20th Assembly District includes San Jose, Santa Clara, as well as a number of Alameda County cities like Hayward, Fremont, and Milpitas. Democrat Alberto Tirico is the incumbent seat holder and is running against Republican and electrical engineer candidate Ken Nishimura. Assembly District 21 includes parts of San Jose and Los Gatos, as well as San Mateo and Redwood City. The current Democratic incumbent, Ira Ruskin, is running against Republican Virginia Chang Karale. Assembly District 22 includes Cupertino, Sunnyvale, and Mountain View. And the Senate seat is currently held by Democrat Sally Lieber, who is running against Republican candidate and teacher Roger Riffenberg. Moving on to the assembly seat for District 23, which is currently held by Democrat Joe Cotto, who is running against Mark Petroso, a hospital construction manager. And Districts 23 and 24 include parts of San Jose and various areas of Santa Clara County. Running for the assembly seat in the 24th District is Democrat Jim Bayall, currently a county supervisor, and he is facing off with Republican candidates Lawrence Heilman and scientist Douglas Adams McNee. Also, Assembly District 27 includes parts of Santa Clara, Monterey, and Santa Cruz counties. And holding the 27th Assembly seat is Democratic candidate John Laird, who is running against local business manager Michael Morrison.
960 The Quake urges you to register, get out, and vote. For more information, go to quakeradio.com.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
7:03, this report brought to you by GMC Fuel Price Protection. Realarm fire on Market Street around 10th has several blocks around. Looks like the fire is under control. You can't get through on Market Street at the moment. Wooden table blocking a lane of 4 eastbound at Willow Pass Road. Large piece of metal something or other. San Mateo, 92 westbound at 280. Sitting in a couple of lanes. Accident now on the shoulder. Been there for a while. Was in the lanes on 101 southbound after Petaluma Boulevard. Metering lights on. Back up to the 880 overpass, the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Put a cap on gas prices. Go to fuelprotection.com and find out how you could pay only $1.99 a gallon for a full year and learn about GMC Fuel Price Protection. The event ends July 5th. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Good morning, 7:04, and we're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, where you can join our studio audience, come by in our beautiful, comfy lounge, have some coffee, get on the internet on your wireless, and join Willie Brown and Will Durst, and I'm Paul Wells. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, and some citizen who's on his way to get some breakfast just leaned over, says, you guys are a radio station? Said, yeah, what station? KQKE 960. I'll check it out. And he went on and got coffee.
Where one else can by you do one.
That? Yeah, where else can you can't do that.
That's anymore. Right. We gain one listener a day, and after a year we'll have 365 listeners, which is probably not enough.
Must do better. You know, we
tough
had
day.
The stories that are in from Iraq, very tough.
Well, before you start with from Iraq, though, we got to talk to Mr. Peskin, because yesterday on a basketball court up in Diamond Heights, three guys rolled up in a Dodge van of some sort and stepped out and started firing on the kids playing basketball. One kid's dead, and two others are injured fairly seriously, and then it just vanished into the night. All this incredible, senseless violence in urban America, you can understand why you would not want your kids on the playgrounds and going to the schools and what have you. And I worked the playgrounds when going to college and in law school, and I don't remember anything of this nature. As a matter of fact, I was the playground director, which meant I was also the policeman on the playground, a little 150-pound policeman with absolutely no taekwondo skills or anything of that nature, nor was I armed.
No baton?
But I seem to have been able to keep the peace. I only remember one time when I was really concerned. I threw a kid out of the gym and asked him to leave. And he was like, I don't know, he was 6'4", 6'5", and weighed about 250 pounds. He got outside and he felt for a minute, wait a minute, if I don't leave, you can't do anything about it. And he turned around and started back in. I said, you know what, you're absolutely right, I can't do anything about it. But I guarantee you this, I will do my best, I will try. So don't you take another step. He looked at me and he looked at me and he backed off. And to this day, he tells people, I don't know why I let that go. But in those days, obviously, people had some respect for whoever was in authority. Today, that apparently is not the case. And no. The reasonable, quick availability of handguns literally empowers people in a wrong way to do ambushes and all those kinds of things. You couldn't achieve that goal without that handgun. I mean, the kids on the playground probably would have had an equal chance with these interlopers and these people attacking them without the advantage of the guns. And the guns, in this case, made the difference.
And what a cowardly thing to do.
Oh.
Not just to shoot at people across the street, but also with other kids in the background, not even in their targets. Just collateral damage.
Well, and you can clearly understand how outraged the community would be. But just think about it. I noticed the Iraqis, some guy loses the brakes on a van. Where was it, in Afghanistan?
It was in Afghanistan, yeah.
Yeah, he loses the brakes on a huge Jeep or some of the pieces
military
of equipment.
Vehicle that weighed a lot and smashed into a bunch of people who were having a little bazaar of car selling. They had buying and selling cars, so they were all clustered together and bang.
And a few people ended up dying as a result of this auto accident. Clearly an accident, not something that somebody intended. There was a reaction from the people around there that started a riot, and the riot ended up with the military persons having to defend themselves, at least in their minds, defend themselves, and some other people got injured as a result of the gunshots. And now there is a demand by the parliament, by a non-binding resolution, that the GIs involved, or the Marines involved, whomever they were, be charged with murder. And then, of course, there are people down at Camp Pendleton that are now being looked at for conduct last November in one of the cities in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
where
Haditha, yes.
apparently there's an argument. What's the name of the town?
Haditha.
Haditha, where there's apparently a liken to what occurred in Vietnam.
In May.
24 in May. Iraqi civilians were killed.
Alleged civilians. I would be very careful about characterizing any aspect of this situation. I think I would keep the cautionary words because it's, you know, when they're successful with a car bomb, they're insurgents. And when they're killed, apparently, as these people may have died, they're suddenly civilians. I don't understand how you distinguish between one person in uniform, not in uniform, and another person not in uniform, and determine who is the danger.
Which is the insurgent, which is the innocent bystander.
That is correct. But which is a civilian, not even an innocent bystander. Participants, maybe, non-participants may be a better way to describe it. And so I think we have to be very careful. I notice American journalists are all over this story, just as things are unfolding as if they were there on the scene. And I'd be really careful. I think I would stand back and do what the congressman is attempting to do, and that is not have a cover-up in this. John Murtha from Pennsylvania says, let all of the facts flow, and let them flow unedited, unanalyzed, etc., and let the appropriate authorities evaluate it. But I think they have to do it in the context of the situation in which these particular members of the armed forces found themselves.
And on 960 The Quake, we have this this morning, the White House is saying that all details on Haditha will be made public.
Well, I think they have to be made public sooner than later. I think whatever reports have been filed by the military, which will be the first content of information, I think, last November, that ought to be made public without any vetting of it, without any review, because I'm sure the commanders who received it from the field and the reports made some preliminary decisions. And those preliminary decisions did not apparently lead them to do anything about the situation. That's the raw data that ought to be out there. It should not be post the war. I assume that there would be a considerable amount of information that comes post the war. I assume that the evaluation will be made of whether or not Bush committed some act that would be subject to some form of restrictions or prosecution as a result of his misinterpreting, or whoever misinterpreted, the information about weapons of mass destruction. All of this kind of stuff comes after the war is over, after the peace has been achieved, after the settlement is done. Then you look at it from that perspective. I don't think you can look at it adequately and appropriately and objectively in the middle of the war itself.
Well, that's why you don't send kids to war. You don't send people to war unless it's a last ditch. You don't do it as a preemptory defensive move. This whole thing, we send kids into war with guns, AK-47s, M-16s. They got guns that can kill people. They're in the middle of a country that is not happy that they're there anymore. There are people there trying to kill them, definitely. We see it every day. They see it even more. 100 people a day in the last 3 months have died. 100 people a day. It's a country of 25 million. California's 35 million. So it's even less. It's like that happening in California. Every day, 100 people are going to die. And you just wonder if it's going to be you. And you know people who, if it hasn't happened in your family, if it hasn't happened to you, you know people in your neighborhood, you know family members, relatives, neighbors, everybody has lost, everybody has a story to tell, and the frustration just gets so overwhelming that there's death and destruction around you, and the soldiers are put in an untenable position, our troops over there, having to decide on a split second who's not a good guy, not even a good guy. You don't know if there's any good guys. But you know there's people trying to kill you out there. And you can't tell. They're not wearing uniforms. You can't tell who they are. And this stuff happens. And for the press, you're right. The press wasn't there. They don't know what pressures were on them. They don't know what gunshots. I mean, in the Capitol the other day, there was a guy doing some riveting in an elevator. And suddenly, gunshots at the Capitol, close the Capitol down. Imagine that happening on a daily basis, every other block. You hear somebody pounding on something, you whirl around, and you have a gun.
And you fire.
They got something in their hand. It looks metallic. You don't know.
And you fire. And
it's our fault for putting them in that position.
We never, never should have been there. And that's why when you do the evaluations of the appropriateness of conduct, you have to do it post the cessation of activities on the field. You cannot do it while activities are continuing on the field.
That's why they call it the fog of war. But every one of these politicians who knee-jerked sent us over there and gave Bush the authorization, they should be reminded of what happens.
And they will
just
all
have the consequences of sending kids into war. Innocent people are going to die.
And they all claim that based on the information supplied to them, they thought it was the appropriate vote to cast.
Well, they're going to have to learn how to question that information from now on.
Well, I'm telling you, they ought to put more emphasis on the process of determining to go to war than they do on your conduct. They put more emphasis on what you did while you were in war than the process that got them to give you the authority to go to war.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that's where the emphasis really ought to be. That's where the issue really ought to be.
But you remember that time. We had just gotten kicked in the gut on September 11, 2001.
We were madder than a hornet's nest.
And then it was 2002, and there was an election coming up. A midterm election, remember that? And then the president and the administration had this rally with guns and flags and God, and we're going to take care, we're going to fix this, we won't let this happen to us. No politician had the ability to stand up.
Well,
was there one? Was Barbara Lee the only one?
The only one in the whole country. But let me tell you, when you talk about...
They didn't even read that bill that they signed. They didn't even read it.
When you talk about... When you talk about what happened in 9/11, you understand the politicians' reactions on that vote, in my opinion, was absolutely no different than 18, 19-year-olds firing into a building when they think they've been fired upon by people in the building. They blindly responded to what they thought was a clear and present danger. The members of Congress blindly responded to what they thought was a clear and present danger. They voted that way for the same reason this kid who's 19 fires that weapon into that building. We are not holding them as responsible as everybody now is advocating that we hold that kid. There's something wrong here. And Barbara Lee, as you indicate, was the only one that said, hold on.
Yeah, just
I'm
wait.
As patriotic
she
as all the rest
it.
Of you.
She just wanted to wait.
Absolutely. She wanted to say, wait, there ought to be some steps. And every time you take one of those steps, it should be subject to the review under the normals, not the emergency circumstances.
And she got hate mail. She got death threats.
She had to have bodyguards. Bodyguards for Barbara Lee just because she cast a vote that said, I want to know what the facts really are before I authorize you to shoot into this building.
Yeah.
Now we're saying if you shoot into the building as a kid on the firing line, when you shoot into that building, you may be committed murder. At least that's what we're going to call it if what you hit in that building isn't the target that you thought was responding to you. Period. We didn't say that about the Congress. We haven't said to members of the Congress, except to poor John Kerry. We haven't said, you know, Kerry is still trying to clear his name from. Can you imagine?
I still can't believe this.
You
country.
Lost the presidential election.
Swift you, voted.
Yeah. Swift he's still voted. Trying to clear his name. Would I love to have had that case at $1,000 an hour billet? Just think of it. Oh, yeah, Mr. Kerry, I can handle this matter for you.
Might take a while.
2.5 years later, it would be me and Teresa, not you and Teresa. That's how much I would have charged you.
Not Teresa. Teresa.
Teresa, and she could have paid your name. Fee.
Yeah.
Then
yes. With ketchup.
Yeah. We're gonna, a lifetime supply.
Yeah, with bottles of ketchup.
Count to 50 in our next segment. We're going to have a gentleman, John Jarvis, part of the group that put together this book called 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Fight the Right. We'll hear about it in our next segment here at 7:19 on this Wednesday morning.
Somebody calls and said we sound like a right-wing station now.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in a chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty s'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in three new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Trying to make it real compared to what...
Real solutions, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Willie Brown, Will Durst. On this Wednesday morning, we're going to be talking to an author about this book, 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Fight the Right. Do you guys want to start a list on your own?
You know, I'm amazed at the number of people who are writing books about addressing the right, about attacking the right, about giving an analysis of the Bush administration. I wish some of this energy could be put into a major effort to elect a Democratic Congress, a Democratic U.S. Senator, or a Democratic governor of the state, whatever state. It seems to me all of this energy of these people who are clearly, I assume, selling books, if they would put that energy into helping to convince the voters directly on the changes that need to be made to make this country more palatable, it probably would help.
Well, that's why this book might be more along the lines of what you're talking about, because it actually gives you suggestions of what you can do. The suggestions are adopt a blog, start writing a blog to convince people. You can run for office. That's one of the suggestions, one of the 50 simple things. Take back the language, the whole George Latham. His book about changing the way that Democrats frame the issues, because Republicans have been very, very good at. So I think they're actually offering up suggestions. This might be the book for you.
This might be the book for Democrats, or this might be the book for people who want to change. I've been into this change business without calling it change, without any discussion. You just simply go quietly about doing the
business.
Job. That's right, of doing the job of raising the awareness, registering people to vote, participating in turning immigrants into voters by turning them into citizens. Those are things that become basics. Those are things. For an example, the whole question of whether or not persons undocumented could get driver's license, that was a major, major issue in the recall campaign involving governors.
But you understand the emotionalism behind it.
No,
I mean,
question.
People, you know, they're illegal. They're in this country illegal. You can't give them a driver's license. But then you think about the consequences. If you do give them a driver's license, they're documented.
Thank you. They start to be documented.
That's right. They start to be documented. You know where they live in case there's an accident. There's some sort of recourse. Otherwise, you're hit by an undocumented person. They run away.
How about this? If you were looking to see how you get the path to citizenship, now you have a record. You're no longer talking about this mysterious group of 11
right.
million ghosts.
And people lying about what time they got here.
I
got here 2 years ago.
So there's something to this business of making sure that people get some documentation.
I was totally against the whole driver's license thing until I heard the reasons behind it, the logical reasoning behind it, and it made sense. And especially in California, where every driver is legally bound to have insurance,
or you can't get plates on the car.
That's right.
In addition thereto, you got to understand, you have to have some skill to get a driver's license. And I kind of want you, if you're driving out there, to at least be able to turn the key on and put the brakes on.
How about this proposal being brought up in the state legislature about no drivers on cell phones unless they are utilizing the hands-off facilities? Like, I have something with a little speaker in my car, so I put my phone in like a little holster. And it's got a speaker, and I love it. I love because I have a manual transmission. So otherwise, I get a phone in one hand and the gear shift in another, and I'm steering with my knees. So I have to have something, you know, in my car. I have to have a hands off.
Well, you know, my car is a 1994 automobile. It was designed and built with a telephone in the dashboard. Not only does it have a telephone and a dashboard,
Is it a rotary dial? 94?
No.
It's a push button.
It's a push button. But let me tell you the beauty of it. It's voice activated. My voice. I can simply say dial home, and if that's how I've put it in the memory chip,
programmed it right.
I put in the memory chip. It'll dial home, or I can say dial.
Wasn't standard in 94 though. You've put that in since then.
No. It was standard in 1994 in the SL 600s.
No kid.
Yes,
they were built 13 years ahead.
13 years ahead, and you, you know, because you, yeah, you have all those talking instruments anyway, right? And so you could put 100, you could put up to 100 numbers, 100 numbers, 100 references in your.
Does it work well?
Oh, it works very well. But what I'm about to tell you is, you're driving and you're concentrating not on the driving. You're concentrating on
getting the voice right.
That's right. That's right.
Say so, the same way
so
every time.
I think that the legislature should say no use of cell phones and moving automobiles. Period.
Wow.
Driving an automobile. You talk about driving your car.
I know.
You're already complaining because you can see it now.
I think the genie's out of the bottle. The ship has sailed on that one,
Mr. Mayor. No. I'm telling you, it is a bad idea to be talking on a cell phone
while
driving a car.
Are you kidding? I want to be able to drink beer in a car. I think we should bring that.
Well, Will, you're unusual. You still drive a stick shift. You know, any minute, we're going to see you in a John Deere tractor.
With a gun rack.
Drive a John Deere tractor with a blade on the back. Avoid anybody rear-ending you.
Hey, that was in Wisconsin, the whole Richard Farnsworth thing, the David Lynch movie?
Yeah.
Or he was driving the lawnmower?
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe we should make that a poll at quakeradio.com, whether or not you should be even able to drive
with
a
cell phone. You should not. And I certainly don't encourage people, even when they call us, pull over and call us.
How about eating cheeseburgers and putting on makeup? I don't think you should be able to do that.
How about reading the newspaper?
Nobody reads a newspaper.
Are you
when
kidding
they drive?
Me? A guy named Bill Bagley, who was a member of the legislature, used to regularly read his Chronicle, driving from Marin County to Sacramento every day.
How?
I don't know how. He didn't have any accidents either. And he's still alive. I got news for you.
Other people had accidents.
He practices law right over here on California Street, 50 California Street. His name William Bagley. He was the first chairman of the Commodities Exchange in the Republican administration in the middle 70s. And he's a genius.
Apparently, he can split his focus.
Totally. Are you kidding me? Bill Bagley could split everything.
Well, to Gary Newman's cars, we'll go to John Scott, and then we'll have John Jarvis about the book 50 Things You Can Do to Fight the Right. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
All right, gentlemen, thank you. It's 7:30. Take care of some news and traffic here first. Traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Brought to you by Miracle Auto Painting this go-around. Couch in the right lane of 580 westbound at Cutting Boulevard. Crash in the number 3 lane. This is new. 4 cars involving a big rig, too. Just clearing now. And maybe still the right lane block, 580 westbound after Greenville. San Bruno crash. Left lane occupied by an accident. 101 northbound where you get off to go to SFO. And at the Bay Bridge, metering lights on, back up to the end of the parking lot. A little slow in the upper deck, but no problems reported. Miracle Auto Painting is your complete collision repair facility. They provide guaranteed collision repair and refinishing services on time and on budget. Miracle works with all adjusters for seamless claims. And when accident repairs are out of your pocket, that's Miracle's specialty. Reminder, you can get 24/7 traffic information anytime on our website at quakeradio.com. 7:31, this morning's headlines, the Bay Area and the city of Los Angeles among the major urban areas that will find out today how much they will share of a $740 million anti-terror grant. The funding is part of an overall $1.7 billion grant from Homeland Security Department, arguably to prevent and respond to terror attacks, to a lesser extent, other catastrophic disasters like an earthquake. It's about time to start the warnings. The Bay Bridge is going to be closed for part of this weekend and next, literally all night. And it's going to create a crush of traffic in the city if we don't heed the warnings. There are signs up posted on the upper deck. You see it coming into the city. The retrofit project is moving along, but there are some major jobs that need to be done in the next 2 weekends. You can find out all about the closures and how to get around them. Go to our website, quakeradio.com. This is the day Santa Rosans have been dreading, but the pain will hopefully be a gain for the city in 2 years. Caltrans is beginning an upgrade project on 101 at Steel Lane. Traffic squeezed down to one lane and one turn lane at the intersection. This is a busy intersection, handles about 60,000 cars a day. Now the good news, when the job is finally done, a sorely needed carpool lane will be added to 101. Mayor Gavin Newsom releases his proposed fiscal budget later on this morning at the San Francisco Police Academy. It totals over $5 billion. A sunny day in the Bay Area today. A little fog on the coast. Highs from the upper 50s. Starting to warm up inland. Should see low 80s in places like Concord and Brentwood. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Hey guys, this is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And Will, did you know that you can get from Working Assets Wireless the same quality of service you get from the big phone carriers?
That's absolutely correct, Mr. Brown. With Working Assets, they also give 1% of all customers' charges to progressive groups working for a better world. No extra cost to you.
And you know how much that has come to? 20 million, 50 million in 20 years.
That's a lot of money.
Oh,
ACLU?
Yeah. Sierra Club?
Bunch of people, Planned Parenthood. So Working Assets, the progressive choice for wireless phone service. Go to workingassets.com/quake.
Change the...
Are you deaf yet?
You should be. 960 The Quake sounds great in HD digital. CD quality sound and no static.
Are you deaf yet?
Not only that, but there's secret stations on HD digital radio, all free, from hip-hop to jazz. Find out about HD radio. Visit quakeradio.com.
Yeah!
So 737 on this Wednesday, May 31st. Keep it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown, Will Durst, and who's our guest, Will?
I think his name is John Jovna. Is that correct, sir? Maybe.
Mr. Jovna, Willie Brown here. He is not on.
Well, here's the deal. The book is called 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Fight the Right. It's from Earthworks Press.
Okay, let's take five of them, Will, and let me comment on them as you give them.
Okay. Take back the churches. Number 20 is take back the churches.
I think that is a noble ambition. However, it will require politicians to change their habits. They normally run into the churches and try to make a three-minute speech and run out. That's not the way you take back the churches. You've got to become intimately involved with the church festivals, singing in the choir, being on the usher board. You've got to be sincere about your involvement with the church if you to take the churches back.
Well, here's another one. Well, let's talk. Mr. Jovna, are you there?
Yeah, hi. I'm hearing two or three different things at the same time here. So,
Well, there's two or three. There's two or three of us here. Am I pronouncing your name correctly, John Jovna?
There's a, I think it's a weather report I'm listening to at the same time.
Oh,
well, we're having a little technical difficulty there.
The weather is. I wonder if it's our weather report.
We'll clear that up in a couple of seconds, Mr. Jovna. This is Willie Brown. Can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me.
Hey, here's another one. Number 15 is lend us your ears. And guess what that has to do? Progressive talk radio. You should listen to progressive talk radio. Wonder why I picked that one.
Well, I think in progressive talk radio, it should lead right into the whole business of candidates, because on our radio station, on this radio station, as well as other progressive talk radio stations around the country, some real quality people appear, and they could be just marvelous candidates for public office at some level. You can't always start at the top, and you don't always necessarily start at the bottom. But we get an opportunity to see the quality of people seated in the chair that Bush currently occupies here. And believe me, when we put them through the crucible, you as a listener can begin to hear the voices. Like that young woman yesterday who was doing the voiceovers on that program involving children.
Miss Lee Williams.
She would be a great candidate.
Leah Williams, yes.
First of all, she's absolutely gorgeous to look at to begin with, and I know that's kind of tried and trashy, but she was gorgeous to look at. Not today.
Today's political time.
She clearly was very articulate, engaging. She looked at you when she spoke to you and delivered the message fairly clean and crisp.
Yeah, I've seen you with guys here who have come on the show who do not look like they're prepared to actually run for office. It does not look like they are armed with enough information to actually make a go of it.
How about enough brains?
But you've been gracious. You never really take them out too much. I mean, you don't cut them off at the knees or anything.
No, I don't want to embarrass anybody, but when you're not ready, you're not ready. And you don't get invited back. That's the way it is. But you can look for a candidate.
You can lose and you can learn, I bet. Well, I bet you can lose and learn.
Oh, no, there's no question. Like, for an example, I tell everybody, once people say, why is Steve Westley spending so much money trying to get the Democratic nomination? I said, I think Steve's invested in 2010. It's a twofer. They said, what do you mean it's a twofer? I said, he knows that if Arnold wins, no matter who wins this time, no matter who wins the nomination, if Arnold wins in the fall and that's a likely spot, he is positioning himself for 4 years from now.
Uh-huh.
So it's a wise investment.
Ramp. I see.
That's why you made so much money on eBay. I saw eBay and I didn't invest.
There's a stock.
And I'm still working for a living.
We have our guest finally. I think all the lines are clear. Our transmission is not being jammed now for the book 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Fight the Right. John Jovna, good morning. You're on 960 The Quake with Will and Willie.
Good morning. It's great to hear you clearly.
Are we pronouncing your name correctly, sir?
Yeah, Jovna's fine.
Jovna. All right, excellent. Tell us a little about the book. What are the 50 simple things you can do to fight the right?
Well, you know, I should say start off by saying that after the 2004 election, I found myself so frustrated, and I just wondered what I could do as an individual to fight the right, to stop the radical right, to take America back from the radical right and Bush's cronies. And, you know, I asked around, and nobody could tell me. It was very frustrating. And finally, I decided, well, you know, about 1990, I wrote a book called 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Save the Earth, which was very successful. And I thought, well...
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, it was a number one bestseller. And I was living in the Bay Area at the time. And I just decided I'm going to do a similar book about politics. What an individual, someone who really cares about America and wants to take back American democracy, can do. And so the 50 things range from very easy things to much more involved things, which we call things for the committed. And I'll give you an example. We set up the book around five what we call strategic goals, but really it's sort of the idea is when you're an individual and you do something, you sort of feel, well, I'm just one person, what can I do? What does it matter what I do? And so we set up these strategic goals, which are restore the progressive voice in America, take back the symbols of American patriotism, restore a healthy community, restore the balance of power, and also, of course, build a strong progressive movement. And we put all the 50 things in that sort of in that context. So one example might be a bumper sticker. Now, you put a bumper sticker on your car, you say, well, that doesn't really matter too much. It's my statement. I feel good about it, but it doesn't do anything. Well, suppose you put a bumper sticker, a positive progressive message, something like, my family values, clean air and clean water. And you put that on there, and then right next to it, you put a flag decal. Now, you know that if you see a car driving around the Bay Area, you just think, and if it has a flag decal on it, you just automatically think, right winger. Right?
Oh, yes.
So, but why is that? Because that's our flag, too. You know,
I have no question.
To the point where we see an American flag on a car and we think it's them.
Well, we've allowed that to take place because every time you see Bush on television, in his lapel is a flag. Every time you see...
Well, they all have flag lapels, but we've sort of sat back and allowed the right to do things like to take the symbols of American patriotism, but that's our symbol. So you put it on your car right next to a progressive message. Now, what happens? It's a simple little act, but every time you drive around, everyone who sees that car and sees that bumper sticker, and there are going to be tens of thousands in the course of a year.
They think it's a libertarian.
You get the message. The message is patriotism equals progressivism. Now, if 1,000 people do it, you're going to hit over 5 million images. 5 million people are going to see that in the course of a year. And that's just one tiny little thing you can do.
Just but based on a bumper sticker.
You're part of a movement to take back...
What's another thing?
Patriotism.
Go to a second one.
Oh, let's see. Here's a very simple thing. Again, I'll say on the simple things. You go to a library. Now, if you look around this libraries, and I live in a small town in Oregon, so this may be more true here than in San Francisco, but you go to a library, and there are maybe a dozen, 15 really good progressive magazines. You know, something like everything from Z to the Progressive to the Nation.
Pink.
Funny Times, which I read Will Durston all the time.
Well, thank you, Mr. Javner.
And you're not going to see every one of those magazines in a library. Well, why don't you and a friend, or several friends, or just you yourself, go and buy a subscription to one of those magazines and put it in the library? Now, what happens? Well, you're supporting the magazine, so that's supporting the infrastructure that delivers the progressive message. You're spreading the word. You're giving people a chance to read what they otherwise wouldn't read. And you're participating yourself in the idea of spreading the word. It reinforces your own sense of who you are.
These are simple things.
What?
These are simple things. We're speaking to John Javner, author of 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Fight the Right, here on 960 The Quake.
You know, one of the really important things about this is that in the last decade or so, the right has put all the energy and passion into politics on a grassroots level. We've sort of sat there and watched. And the important thing here is that we want to move the center back to the center. And the only way we can do that is putting an equal amount of energy and passion into our politics. We have to learn to live the way we feel, the way what we believe. And that means by finding things that you can do.
What does your book say about recruiting candidates?
What?
What does your book say about recruiting candidates, if anything?
Oh, it does, actually. It has quite a bit about it. One thing a lot of people don't realize is that the right has set up an infrastructure that recruits candidates and trains them. And if they're not going to be candidates, very often it trains them as just as spokespeople. Like Karl Rove has been to called leadership institutes. Well, we have the same thing. Gradually now, the left is starting to build up the similar sort of thing. So there's recruiting candidates like through progressive majority. which recruits, supports, trains candidates. There are leadership institutes. And, for example, if you know somebody who's really a charismatic person, somebody who's important in the community, somebody who really speaks out well, you can recommend that person to a leadership institute, and then that person can actually wind up getting training, and that person becomes part of the farm team, the people who are coming up. Maybe they'll be encouraged to run for city council or school board. And when they are, that means that they become part of the infrastructure, part of the candidates who might 10 years from now be mayor of San Francisco or might be a person in the House of Representatives. So it gives anybody who's interested in that will get the URLs, you know, the addresses in the Internet of how to contact these people and how to become part of that process.
And how do we pick up your book, sir?
Oh, good idea. Well, one thing is you can go to 50simplethings.com. We have a website which actually has about 5 sample chapters on it. And I should say, you know, not only are the things in the book simple, but the book itself is reasonably easy. It's a simple book. The chapters are only about 2 pages long, and it goes right to the heart of things. It says what you can do, it says why you should do it, and then it says where you can go for more information. And so 50simplethings.com, that's the 50, the numeral. And then, of course, you can also stop in local bookstores. I know that Barnes & Noble and Borders have that, and I think most of the independent stores do as well. So it's real. What's important to us, having put the book together.
All right. John Jovna, thank you for joining us. Your new book, 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Fight the Right. And it's a great read, an easy read, and there's a lot to do to fight the radical right, and we enjoy having you here on Progressive Talk Radio.
Thank you very much.
960 The Quake, and in our next segment, it's the Burst of Durst. All right. I'm ready for that because I love when Will blows up. Stay with us, keeping it real on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong, you may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. On 960, The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:53 on this Wednesday, May 31st, Will, it's your turn.
Well, the last day of May.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Well, you know, the latest tripe being ground out by the ever-busy Bush administration's Spinmeister factory is now that pretty much every scientist in the world agrees that global warming exists. Turns out, no worries. It's actually good for us. Yes, there are glaciers that are growing in spots. So what if other parts of the world suffer eternal droughts and continental erosion and melting polar ice caps? That's what you call your collateral damage. You can't have an omelet without breaking a couple of eggs. Just think of this as a boulder on a hen house. It's time we weenie liberals accept the fate that God has set out for us and try to find the silver lining of living on a warming planet. So let's look at the bright side of global warming. A perfect tan in less than 30 seconds. MTV's Jose Cuervo, spring break in Nova Scotia. Summers last longer, say bye-bye to winter. Louis Vuitton, full-body containment suits. Dune buggies everywhere, dude. World Surfing Championships held in Stockholm, Sweden. Fargo, North Dakota, coffee beans. Beachfront property in Wyoming. Arctic wine. Backyard banana trees. And finally, the best part, the bright side of global warming. You won't have to retire to Arizona. Arizona will come to you. And that's your burst of durst for today. See, you guys were making fun of me yesterday for trying to find the bright side of global warming, so I wrote my burst and durst today on it.
Mm-hmm. And you absolutely found all the bright sides.
I bet you got another
one. This show is going to become very misleading. First of all, we're here defending Marines who killed civilians, according to Paul, and now all of a sudden...
No, that was according to CNN. I just read it.
We're not defending them. We're finding reasons.
All of a sudden, we got people becoming defensive. I love it. I obviously
I'm not defending the killing of innocent victims.
I touched the nerve. And now you're suggesting that there are some advantages to global warming.
There are.
And Mr. Bush finally appointed somebody who understands the word global warming. The new secretary of the was it Snow that he just replaced?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he just replaced Snow with the guy from
Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs, yeah. The head guy at Goldman Sachs, who got $37 million in compensations last year, and he is quitting that job to take a job that pays him about $160,000. Now tell me.
$160,000.
Yeah, tell me what's wrong with this picture.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Yeah. Can you imagine this old lady saying, now, what did you say I've got to scale down to? What's the household budget now? But this guy
he made no 2 weeks in Gestad this year.
Yes. He put up $100 million in a trust fund to address the issue
of global warming.
Of global warming. Now, when you do that kind of money for I haven't put that much up.
No, me neither.
As a matter of fact, I haven't put that much.
No.
I might have put one.
Not in a lifetime. Not in a lifetime could I prospectively earn that much. Although,
do you have the interest on $100 million?
But I've gotten that much in contributions.
Have you really?
Over the years. Well, just think about it. 40 years.
All you had to do is save 10%.
Yeah, 40 years. And no. Just suppose you'd put 10% in your refrigerator.
You'd need another refrigerator by this point.
It means a whole... When I go shopping now, as P.J. Corcoran said yesterday, I'm going to check the inside and see where can you stash the dough. I mean, properly stash the dough.
That's what I want. I want a garage full of refrigerators. Full of cash.
And, you know, for years you kept saying to people, when you throw your refrigerator away, remove the door.
That's right.
So kids can't... That's right. I didn't realize what you meant was, remove the door so I'll have no trouble finding the money.
It'll be right there in the freezer.
No question about it. But your presentation on global warming... I've already got the visual, the banana tree in my backyard.
That's right, homegrown bananas.
And there's a heat wave today in the Mid-East and the South.
Okay, but I got to ask Will, does the monkey come with the banana tree?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
you
right.
You got to relocate the species. Remember,
fauna. I forgot about
in your burst of dirt,
I did not do fauna.
Yeah, you got to talk about the movement of the species.
That's right.
I can see it now. Instead of, you know, a little cat wandering around the streets in the Tenderloin,
it'll
be an alligator and a jaguar.
All right, there you go. That's keeping it real. Mr. Mayor, you want to put on your boxing gloves? President of the SF Board of Supervisors, Aaron Peskin's coming in the next segment. And we'll have some fun talking about what's going on with the North Beach Festival.
Real Black Panthers in Oakland.
It's Will Durst and Willie Brown keeping it real on 960 The Quake.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The U.S. says it will join international talks on Iran's nuclear program if Iran will stop enriching uranium. And correspondent Ed Henry tells us the U.S. also is putting another condition on the talks.
The U.S. will only do this with Russia and China pledging that they will press sanctions against Iran if Iran does not follow through with its end of the bargain. That's critical because Russia and China have been against those sanctions.
2 days of bombings and other attacks have left nearly 100 people dead in Iraq. One of the latest, a car bombing in Mosul that killed at least 5 policemen. And correspondent Ryan Chilcote reports more bodies have turned up in Baghdad.
Police in the Iraqi capital found at least 40 bodies. The bodies found over the last 24 hours were shot in the head. Some of them showed signs of torture.
Iraq's prime minister is declaring a month-long state of emergency in Basra in southern Iraq. The city had been relatively calm since the 2003 invasion, but sectarian violence and disputes over control of the oil have flared up recently. The prime minister vows to use what he calls an iron fist against sectarian gangs. The Afghan parliament's approved a motion calling for prosecution of U.S. soldiers involved in this week's deadly traffic crash. The U.S. military says the truck's brakes failed. The ensuing death of at least one civilian led to riots in Kabul. Our Henry Schuster in Kabul reports military officials think agitators provoked the crowds.
British military spokesman and a U.S. military spokesman said that the demonstration around the traffic accident spread because of what they refer to as agitators.
A U.N. report says AIDS continues to spread worldwide. It predicts by 2008, $20 billion per year will be needed to fight it effectively. A high-level UN conference is underway today in New York to discuss the AIDS crisis. The Dow Industrials are climbing back out of a hole they dug yesterday. They lost more than 180 points in yesterday's session, up about 80 points today, though. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Quick.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, it's 8:04. This report brought to us by Miracle Auto Painting. Livermore crash backed up all the way to the 205. Four-car crash at Greenville Road in westbound 580. Now, they just cleared it to the shoulder. No other new incidents reported, but it's going to be bunched up there for a little while. Three-car crash through Walnut Creek on 680 southbound after Olympic. Fire on Market Street this morning around 10th and Market. It's got some surrounding streets in the neighborhood closed. There are 100 firefighters on scene there. Bell and Polk Street is also shut down right now, but they have the fire under control. That's good news. Meanwhile, it's on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Backup is to the end of the parking lot. And one other item to mention, a desk is sitting in the right lane of 4 eastbound, as if it isn't tough enough. That's after Willow Pass Road. Miracle Auto Painting is your complete collision repair facility. We provide guaranteed collision repair and refinishing services on time and on budget. Miracle works with all adjusters for seamless claims, and when accident repairs are out of your pocket, that's Miracle specialty. We're getting some money from the government for Homeland Security and maybe even an earthquake. We'll tell you about it at the bottom of the hour. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And we're live from the Hotel Vitani down on the corner of Mission at Embarcadero. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Down on the corner.
Down on the corner.
And I'm suffering from global warming.
I think it was your cappuccino.
The sunshine coming. The sunshine coming in.
You can't make we'll up its mind,
it.
Man.
Yeah, we'll close it up. And as soon as you close it up, fog comes back in.
I know.
As soon as you shut it off so that I cannot see across the street to make sure there's nobody over there.
It's bright. I can't read my little screen. I have to be able to read my little screen. Mm. Can't do it with the sun there.
Well, I don't have that issue. I don't have a screen. Even if I did, I couldn't read it. So.
And we have a call screen, too, if you want to join in the conversation. 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. You can go to quakeradio.com, contact us button, click email Will and Willian. Join in the conversation that way. We've got, you know, 1 week to the primary now,
yeah,
to the election day.
Speaking of that, when you speak in terms of your screen and things of that nature and memorizing numbers, etc. They're the top person in the world who can grasp numbers and the circumstances quickly and give it back to you is a 16 sequence of numbers, and this one person in less than a half second can see those numbers and repeat them back. Less than a half second.
How'd they discover this?
The person has 194 IQ. I thought I was good at being able to look at things and give it back to you fairly quickly.
But not 16 days.
Oh, no. Nowhere near that. Are you kidding me? Three, maybe? Four? Five? Five. If I get a minute and a half.
I get good short-term memory.
Oh, yeah?
Good, yeah, I can look at something, but I will forget it 2 days later.
Please,
I have oil slicks in my memory.
Oh, no. Be advised, Will. As your lawyer, you have no memory.
I have no memory,
Thank
sir.
Thank you.
I can't remember meeting this person.
No.
I never remember taking envelope.
What you said my name is? Just be advised.
Who are
Do
you
not
again?
Brag about your memory, sir. Don't ever let people think you have a memory at all.
That's right.
It will serve you much better.
Come to haunt you.
Yeah, because nobody's ever walked up to me and said, "Do you have a memory?" No, they don't at all. They're impressed with whatever I say at the moment that I'm saying it.
That seems to be the defense du jour. I mean, nobody, ever since Reagan, nobody can remember anything.
You're well advised not to remember things. And
But they're able to get away with it. I mean, they don't mind looking. It used to be you looked like an idiot if you couldn't remember something. Now nobody cares if you look like an idiot.
Well, that's because there's so many idiots out there that the standard has become idiocy.
Speaking of the jury of your peers.
All of your contemporaries. You're in the land of the blind, a one-eyed man shall be king. Isn't that part of what the law is?
But if you keep going for an eye, eventually everybody will end up blind.
All with one.
And a tooth for a tooth, and then everybody winds up with nothing but gums. Martin, part. We have Zach in San Rafael wanting to join in the conversation at 866-965-7753. On immigration, good morning, Zach. You're on the air with Will and Willie on The Quake.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Zach, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to see if I can get Gatekeeper Willie to spill the beans about the 9/11 warning call from Condi Rice.
That again. That's such a wild
Zach
idea.
I'll give you a piece of advice. Forget it. Miss Rice doesn't know me. I don't know Miss Rice. I don't know our number. No such call ever took place. It's a fiction of somebody's imagination.
How did this
you
come
have been
up?
Tragically,
I don't believe that's true.
You've been tragically misled.
You're a star in many videos that have claims to this, so I don't think they can all be wrong.
Yeah, these movies about 9/11 that are circulating on all the conspiracy theories, they're sure that Condoleezza Rice, and this all started with Matir and Ross, the column on September 12th, where it was just about the fact that there was a warning that actually was in existence on September 7th nationally, right? It was just a warning about caution for Americans to fly. You were not warned not to fly. It was
no, I'm not even familiar with the cautions not to fly. I was literally headed to the airport, for your information, when the first plane hit the tower. My staff called and said, take a look at television before you leave. I flipped the television on, and I saw the second plane. And at that point, I knew what my duties were, and that is it was not an accident. As the mayor of this city, I immediately went to the Office of Emergency Services. I immediately embedded a reporter in my presence, as is the presence and the plan and the program for the city. And in this case, it was my friend, Phil Matier, who traveled around with me most of the day recording every activity and event. Nothing of any nature whatsoever. And whoever started that is a total and complete idiot. They are liars. They are fools.
And
they're misleading.
They're making
and they're
stuff up.
Being creative. And they're
there's enough crap to worry about.
That's
you
right.
Don't have to worry about this for crumbs.
And
sake.
If your question was on immigration, the question is, how did these guys get in the country? And then how did they get to train to fly planes and fly them so they weren't interested in landing them?
And Zach, I don't know you,
and
but you sound
paid attention.
Paul, let me tell Zach. Zach, I don't know you, but you're able to string a sentence together. You really ought to be able to determine what is true and what is not true based upon the original source. I am the original source. You can only call one more person, Bonnie Rice, and ask her if she called me. Now, if we both say the same thing, intelligence, even if a Marin County person would say, maybe they're wrong.
We need Marin County, trust me.
Oh, of course we do, and that's why I'm trying to figure out why Zach should still live over there.
No, but see, you're part of the larger conspiracy. You've been gotten to.
There's a chip in your at the base of your spine that's telling you to say this stuff.
You mean the same chip
that
has the steroid juice that keeps enhancing me beyond my capacity,
which
keeps turning, keeps turning me into this raving maniac that no longer needs blue pills? Is that the guy
you're talking about? Yeah. That's like when Ava Gardner discussed, someone said, how can you go out with Frank Sinatra? He weighs 119 pounds. And Ava Gardner said, yeah, but 19 of those pounds are between his legs. Sorry.
Oh,
might be a little spicy for the morning.
Oh, where's that chip?
Base of the spine.
Yes,
other side.
I need the chip. But Zach, you've been tragically misled, and you might tell your source that you are erasing
everybody's
information.
Everybody's heard this.
These movies
people
are out
keep
there.
Asking me all the time, anywhere I go, ask Willie about him being warned. People ask me.
Oh, and I hope you respond by saying, you know that he and Mrs. Rice do not wish people to know about their relationship.
Oh, now someone's going to take that and then that's it, right?
But, you know, the problem with these conspiracies is that they're layered on to partial facts. And the partial facts, it's like the Bin Laden family was taken out on a plane, you know, a private plane. They were gotten out of the country when nobody else could fly. But I know it was like 7 days after September 11th.
I don't think you mean the Bin Laden family, but I think you mean relatives.
Yes, members of the Bin Laden. Yes.
Bin Ladens, not necessarily.
No, not Osama and his buddies.
Right.
No, or his dad.
But people interpret it.
It's a huge family. It's a huge, rich family. It's like saying
they're all Saudis. They're all, it's like the ruling family of that country.
Well, it's a country named after a family. It's the only country in the world that has a name of a family in it. You know, it's like naming America
Bush Country.
Yeah, Getty World or something.
Yeah. Bush Country.
Yeah, Bush World. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Mineola. This is Willie Brown Country.
How'd you get back to Mineola?
Well, you talked about naming a country.
How do you get back to Mineola? What roads do you take?
Well, I don't know the trails. I didn't leave any crumbs when I left. I didn't leave any crumbs on how to get back there, so I'm not sure. Although I spoke to my sister this morning.
How are you sure?
She's fine. She called me. She called for my family's always soliciting free legal advice. So she calls me from Texas. She calls me from Texas about some legal problem and wanted me to give, you know, a stump corner answer. And I did. I gave a stump corner answer, and she's going to get a stump corner bill. She didn't realize that. But
no, you're not going to charge your sister.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Wait,
of course I am.
$30?
I don't know what I'm going to charge her. I'm going to charge her whatever I think she can afford. That's the basis.
What do they call that kind of pricing? They call that
ability to pay.
Yes.
Which is the way you really should price things, on the ability to pay. For an example, if Bill Gates calls and says, I need your advice. Fine, Mr. Gates. Send $1 billion to my favorite charity. What's your favorite charity? Willie L. Brown, Jr., Inc.
I do the same thing when I do a corporate gig. They ask me to do a corporate gig. Who is it? You know, I find out it's bankers or something. All right, let's charge from the high end. You know, I find out it's a nonprofit organization. I cut everything in half. But I won't do benefits for free for candidates.
You can't.
I won't do it for candidates or Democrats. I'll do them for causes. Like last night, you know, it was the Commonwealth Club, which is a great club, but it's not a candidate.
By the way, how was the Commonwealth Club presentation?
Oh, it was great. Ray Taliaferro was the moderator, so he introduced me. I did 30 minutes.
He was awake?
You know, he only sleeps like 4 hours a day.
Well, he can't. Are you kidding me? He starts out at, 1 o'clock in the morning on radio?
Yeah, 5 or
1 to
5:30 or something.
Yeah, and he, you know, he has that incredible range. It goes all the way up to, like, where you lived in the Middle West.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can hear that from Alaska down to Mexico. I did that once. I had a gig in Fairbanks, Alaska. I was listening to KGO. Oh, shouldn't have said that. But then I went down to Mexico.
Where are we listening now?
But not KQKE, because you can get us everywhere. I was listening to us in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yeah. And so Taliaferro was your moderator.
He was a great guy, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, good questions.
And he's got that. He's got that.
That incredible voice. Yes.
Yeah, so and he uses language like you wouldn't believe.
Yes,
he has every single solitary descriptive adjective.
I think he's
at
got
his
a thesaurus chip in his head.
He does at his disposal, and he uses it, and he uses it extensively. He layers it one line after another as he introduces you. You look around and you know, look in that casket, honey, and see if that's our father. There's no way you can describe it. But Ray Taylor O'Farrell lays it on. And the questions were good, huh?
Well, yeah, he told me the story about Barry Bonds. Because Barry Bonds' dad used to listen to Ray. And so when Ray got to meet Bonds, it was like a couple of weeks ago, and Barry was incredibly respectful to him. And just, you know, I mean, the total antithesis of what we have come to expect, you know. That was when people were asking questions last night. They were asking me questions about Bonds. You know, they were trying to. They obviously have been listeners and they know our opinions, and they were trying to goose me a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, but we got listeners last night, huh?
Yeah, apparently.
That's good.
I don't know if anybody's listening.
No. I mean the listeners who came to hear you.
Yeah, at Commonwealth.
Who regularly listens to KQKE. 960 The Quake from 7 to 10 a.m.
Keep it real with Will and Willie.
Absolutely. We'd like real callers in the next segment, too, at 866-960-5753.
What do you mean? The guy from Marin was a real caller.
He was a real caller with a different topic than the one that we were looking at.
Oh, you mean
he's a confused caller. You know, he's a little bit on the edge.
And we have an email about Haditha that we'll share with all the listeners. 818, keep it real.
About the election. There's an election in 6 days.
Yes, we need to talk about it. I thought we were going to do that just then. 818, and we're keeping it real. With Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here!
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty s'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in three new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
8:21 on this Wednesday morning, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, and I'm Paul Wells. And one email we'll go to, and then we should talk about the elections coming up and the front page story about Angelides and his $9 million donator. This one is addressed directly to Willie. It says, "You are naive." We were talking about Haditha.
There's no question I am naive.
"You are naive to believe that the war in Iraq will end with victory and peace."
I don't believe that the war in Iraq will end with victory and peace.
Mm-mm.
I do believe the war will end.
As well it should.
I don't know when.
Didn't Barbara Boxer?
Sooner than later.
Yes.
Boxer had a plan published today to withdraw the troops.
Within 6 months.
Yes, and I say within 6 hours. Get them out of there before another one gets killed. Get them out of there before there's another scene that we have to investigate. Get them out of there, period. Get them out of there.
That's it's like John Kerry's famous line about Vietnam. What do you say to the family of the last man to die for this cause?
Yeah, when you said that we're going to split on Wednesday and I get killed on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Man, would I be pissed off.
And it was the domino theory that we were in there for. It was the weapons of mass destruction at the time. If we didn't stay in Vietnam, the whole Southeast Asia was going to go communist.
Yeah.
Not exactly what happened.
But this piece of email is directed at when I thought it was appropriate to evaluate the conduct of war. I think it's only appropriate to evaluate the conduct of war post the termination of that war.
Well, yeah, we won't know where the land lays. I mean, until you leave, you're always encumbered by
and
the
you
fog
have got to
that
start,
overlays everything.
Yeah, you've got to start with the idea. In a military proceedings, the individual who is conducting himself at the end of that point is doing so pursuant to training and pursuant to orders given by somebody higher up. Invariably, we are conducting investigations and exercising disciplinary proceedings with the end product and the end product only. Whether it's some guy allegedly releasing his dogs onto prisoners, whether it's somebody moving prisoners around with a strip and with a chain or with some other form of a lanyard, all of that is the end product of the conduct, not the person who gave the order, provided the training, or any of those things. And we really ought to be about going through the normal military process before we get to the end product.
There you go. We have a caller who wants to join in the conversation at 866-960-5753 on immigration. Lois in Berkeley, good morning. You're on with Will and Willie on The Quake.
Good morning. Yeah, I don't know why I haven't heard anyone else say this, but I've worked with a lot of people who are disabled enough that they need in-home attendance, and the state is supposed to help them, but it takes a long time before the state gets around to doing that. And they have to hire people who often don't have Social Security numbers because they don't have a lot of money. Like, they make, you know, $1,000 a month or something, and we live in the Bay Area. We know that's not a lot of money. And they will ask for a Social Security number, but they do not have the resources to check if somebody is illegal or not.
Well, that's a problem with hiring casual employment. When you're trying to find somebody and you don't want to go to a big agency where they'll send people out because they take their taste off the top. Or you just know somebody who, it's like hiring a babysitter.
Yeah, and if you need somebody, yeah, exactly, it's something you have to have done.
Yeah.
And it's a kind of employment that can't be outsourced. You really can't outsource in-home supported services. That's something that needs to come in directly.
Right.
And it all involves a personal relationship so that you can be there and you can tell if the people are getting along, the attendee and the attendant.
I think that there could be, however, assistance provided. Some of our local community centers could establish registration points for not only babysitters but other kinds of people who want to do work on occasions on in-home supported services. They could do some vetting of these people through the community centers, and in many cases the community centers will have people who speak the language of other people who've come from other countries. For an example, in
like
the South of Market area. That is correct. In the South of Market area, you have a huge volume of Filipino families that live there. Matter of fact, the school that we just built not too far from where we are seated this morning in building of that school, we thought and we were sensitive about the huge number of students of Filipino ancestry who would be attending that school. And so Tagali, in the language of the Philippines, is in fact spoken. Connected to that is a community center. Connected to that, not too distant away, is a facility for people who are interested in acting. Well, you could very easily include in that delivery system a registry of people who would be available, grandmothers and others, to do assistance, the kind of work that you're talking about. And you could begin to, again, do the documentation that would allow people or to get some protections and allow us as people who want to provide that protection to give these people the so-called path to citizenship that right-wingers called amnesty.
The amnesty, yes. The dirty word, amnesty.
Yes.
Which is what the House is still complaining about the Senate bill. The House is not going to go through it. There's not going to be a conference agreement. There's not going to be a bill before they leave for the summer vacation. And they're going to be stuck with it between, what is it, Labor Day? They come back on Labor Day and they stick around for a month before they go back?
Well, there isn't going to be much substantive progress, in my opinion, made, legislatively speaking, between now and the end of the election cycle. People just aren't going to be enthusiastic in the Congress.
Are people going to pay attention to Bill Frist's idea of waiving the gay marriage ban amendments, and he also wants, there's a flag waving. I actually think he's got a flag waving thing. How transparent can you be?
And for a man who is still under investigation for some conduct associated with the business that he was formerly in, i.e., something to do with medical delivery systems. And as you will recall, I think it's one of the agencies that regulate securities and ownership that's checking him out. Nobody is printing anything about that because he didn't have any money in the refrigerator.
You know, I see him on TV. I can tell he's guilty. My diagnosis, my long-distance diagnosis, I see him on the TV, on the video.
Well, he's into those kinds of...
I know, he believes in long-distance diagnosis, yes.
So he says, I saw her blink one little eye on television.
That
means she has an active brain, and I disagree with the business that she wishes, or her husband, her family wishes to exercise in terminating the life-sustaining systems. That's what he said, and I am a doctor, and you should take my advice.
Doctor, senator,
yes,
Indian
of our
chief,
medical services.
Yeah. Do you know the Sakopoulos?
Yeah, Angelo Sakopoulos.
Oh, sure, I know them.
Sacramento developer, $9 million to the campaign for Democrat Phil Angelides for governor.
I appointed one of the relatives to the War Memorial Opera House board. And she subsequently has now died, and Mr. Newsom has appointed another member of the family to that seat on the board. So I know the family. They have been great. They are great people.
So it's
Angelo in particular.
It's a seat, huh?
Yes. Angelo in particular is a great man. In the Chronicle, however, the lead story today.
Exactly.
From left to right on reading the Chronicle. He's got the story there, and we ought to talk about that.
We'll talk about that in the next segment, Mr. Mayor. And right now, we'll have John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic as we keep it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
All right, gentlemen, thank you, and good morning. It's 8:30. Take care of traffic first on the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. And this time, we're brought to you by Panda Express. Stalled in the left lane just before the Caldecott, 24 eastbound. It's been there for a few minutes, but crews know about it on the way. Overturn into the ditch in Novato on 101 northbound at Atherton Ave at that off-ramp. Big rig stalled in the number 2 lane of 580 westbound before Strobridge. Another problem on 580. This is a little further back in Livermore. Four-car crash involving a big rig has already been cleared, but it's been stop and go from 205 all morning long and doesn't seem to be getting better quickly. 680 southbound after Olympic, still a three-car crash working there. If you like garlic, you'll love the Panda Chef's new garlic creations at Panda Express. Right now, there are delicious new garlic entrees like garlic chicken breast with string beans. Try the garlic creations today at a Panda Express near you. 8:31, here's what's happening. 960 The Quake. Caltrain has raised its ticket prices already twice in the past year, and it may happen again. The Caltrain board will meet tomorrow and discuss a 25-cent per zone fare increase, brought on, they say, by the high cost of fuel. If approved, the increase will take effect in January. It would make the minimum ticket price to ride $2.50. Monthly passes and parking fees might be increased as well. A Homeland Security grant is headed toward the Bay Area, literally, the Los Angeles area as well. And the cities are going to divvy up several hundred million dollars. Part of a $2.7 billion Homeland Security grant fund. We'll get some particulars today about how much money the city of San Francisco will specifically receive, earmarked for anti-terror campaigns and rescue operations in case there's a big earthquake. The North Beach Jazz Festival is being canceled this year, and it's all about alcohol. Organizers said yesterday their decision to cancel the event came after the city refused to grant them an alcohol permit to the event. And a lot of people say that's too bad. It's been in Washington Square for the past 13 years. The organizers of the festival say they may sue Rec and Park to overturn their decision. They said they need the money from alcohol sales to make the event viable. Quake weather today. Fog on the coast, sunny inland, starting to heat up a little bit inland this week. We'll have upper 50s in Pacifica and Half Moon Bay, low 80s in Concord and Walnut Creek. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally, the whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs on sale now at Stevens Creek GMC on the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
D. Rose,
We still aren't sure that we have the right to have our votes counted. We're still not sure that when we go to vote, they'll be tabulated by something other than a private company's black box. And people are just going, I want to give up more civil liberties. I don't care if anybody listens in on my telephone conversations, Randy, because, quite frankly, I get my porn online. I'm not a 976 guy.
Randy Rhodes, afternoons 3 to 7 on 960 The Quake.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 Quake. This morning, we have been covering a lot of ground. We were talking about the developer in Sacramento that gave the Angelides campaign $9 million, Angelo Tsakopoulos. And we also have a guest who's running for the 6th Assembly District in this segment. Democratic candidate John Alden will be joining us, Mr. Mayor.
Slight correction. Technically, you cannot give a candidate $8 million,
right,
$9 million. You'd have to do an independent expenditure under the law. You can only give a candidate about a statewide candidate for governor about $22,000 and a little
per person.
Yeah, per person.
So everybody
in the
family.
Spread it around.
Everybody in the family?
Could give $22,000.
That is correct. Yeah. Everybody in the family. But that's not what occurred here. What occurred here was that Angelo and his daughter put together an independent expenditure program that you see on television full-time now for Phil Angelides. Phil Angelides was at one time a partner of Angelo's in the real estate development business in Sacramento. Phil Angelides was an employee of Angelo's for a long time. They are both from the Greek world. Angelides will be the highest-ranked Greek in the country, a statewide office, if he is, in fact, successfully elected to the governorship. There's a great amount of pride associated with that. And believe me, I don't think Angelo needs anything from Phil other than the respect from an ethnic relationship. I don't think this is one of those arrangements where Jack Imhoff,
right,
yeah, is trying to buy into something. He's been with Phil all of Phil's career, the entirety of Phil's career. He was also with Agnos for much of his career. Angelo's an unusual person in that he tries his best to help many friends and relatives become independently wealthy, wealthy enough to actually run for public office. Hmm. He was the same way with Senator Nicholas Petras.
How do I get to be his friend?
Well, you don't have a Greek last name. If you want to change your name.
Yeah. Christakoulos?
To Priovalos.
I'm an honorary member of Bagaba.
They have a real interesting connection among all the Greeks. I admire the interlocking relationships that even extends to those who are not Democrats, like that Greek that owns the San Diego Chargers out of Stockton, California. He is really connected in a way in which he also helps fellow Greeks, although he's one of the biggest Republicans in the whole state of California.
Well, they did invent democracy, after all, in Greece, as history would probably show. John Alden, you have any people donating to your candidacy in the 6th Assembly District?
He's not Greek.
You're not Greek, are you?
I'm not, but we've got 450 people donating to our campaign, and almost all of them are local grassroots folks, so we've got a great support base out there.
What do you defined as a grassroots folks?
Grassroots folks are average, ordinary Democrats in Marin and Sonoma County who are interested in seeing Democrats get back to being Democrats. And we're going to do that in this campaign by reforming Prop 13.
And I take it that you are of the opinion that...
Whoa. He just said Prop 13. He's
going to
reform Prop 13.
Yeah, but I want to start with...
Have you heard anybody say that ever?
Yes.
Who?
I have. I recall that a very wealthy man who was the chair of the governor's...
that's right. Warren Buffett.
See?
That's right.
Short-term memory.
That's right. Warren Buffett mentioned
And you never heard from him again.
Are you worried about that, Mr. Alden?
Absolutely not. I think for Democrats to get back on track and for us to accomplish the most important things in education, the environment, and health care, we've got to reform Prop 13. There's
I think
no
you
way
better
to
tell people what Prop 13 really is, because there's a whole generation of people. Prop 13 passed in 1978, as I recall, and, 1978 is like ancient history. So why don't you tell people what you mean by Prop 13? What is Prop 13, and why does it need to be reformed?
Well, Prop 13 protects homeowners, but also other property owners, from paying increased property taxes as the value of their property goes up. So as most people know from owning a home, when you buy the home, your taxes are set according to what the purchase price of the home was when you got it. And a lot of people, when this passed in 78, thought this was going to be a great way to protect seniors and homeowners from paying excessively high property taxes as the value of their house skyrocketed. And some people back in those days even got priced out of their homes. But what I think a lot of people didn't realize is Prop 13 applies to all property in California, not just homes. But it applies to Macy's, it applies to Disneyland, it applies to the Transamerica Pyramid. And one of the things that's going on right now in California is a lot of those big corporate properties haven't had a property tax increase since 1978.
And they haven't had a property tax increase since 1978 because they have not been transferred as property. They've been transferred as corporations.
Exactly.
And
right.
Under the law, unless you transfer the title to the property, you don't get a chance to change the value of that property except by the small 1.3% increase that's allowed annually.
That's exactly right,
so
and that's a huge loophole.
Flying under the loophole.
Well, what has occurred, Will, the balance on the tax rolls, which was, let's say, equal in 78 between residential property and commercial property, so to speak, the balance is now completely an imbalance. I suspect that residential probably is paying maybe 65 to 70% of the whole property tax obligations, which means it's going up by 15 to 20%. And commercial property has stayed at the level it was in 78, which means that its contribution to the property tax roll is very low. I assume that when you talk about a reform of Prop 13, you're talking about a split roll. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly right. We need to change the way we reassess the corporate and commercial properties because the system we have right now is unfair to homeowners and it deprives schools and public safety and transportation.
How would you do
that?
That
need.
We have a guest here, John Alden. He's running for the 6th Assembly District on 960 The Quake, and there is a question here about how you would do that. The mayor just asked from Teresa in San Francisco on the phone. Good morning. You're on The Quake.
Hi there. I'm Teresa from San Francisco.
Hello.
How is it that we can reapportion the property taxes to guarantee that we have educational funds and or civic improvement funds under your scheme, sir?
Well, here's how we do it. We take the commercial and corporate properties and put them on a separate property tax roll where they'd get reassessed on a regular basis every year, every couple of years. And that way, we'd be collecting the taxes on those properties according to what those properties are actually worth. And that's a lot fairer to homeowners, whose property taxes in terms of real dollars went up by 1% in the 1990s, while taxes on those commercial properties in real dollars went down by 5%. And that way, we've got the money we need for education, and I propose putting $1 billion of that directly into our lowest-funded schools.
But I don't understand. Are you talking about reapportionment?
Well, there are two issues there. One is, how do you collect taxes from these corporate and commercial properties? And I say we should be reassessing them on a regular basis like all the other states do. Another issue is, what do you do with the property taxes once you get them in the front door? Who gets to spend the property taxes? And I say we need to put a bigger share of those into education, particularly the lowest funded schools we've got. And that's what some people call reapportionment.
All right. Well, my question, I guess, is that at least in San Francisco, right, we have reassessment of property values, you know, over and over and over without the attendant reassessment of commercial values, you know, of commercial properties, right? Simultaneously? Yeah. Do you know this?
That's right, but they can only raise it a certain amount every year.
Yeah, be clear. You cannot do reassessment of property in the city and county of San Francisco any differently than you do in the state of California. Prop 13 controls that.
Thank you, Teresa. We appreciate your listening to The Quake.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
Now
back to my question.
Yeah, I want to know about the mechanics of this.
Thank you.
Well, the idea is you take all of the properties that aren't residential, so all your skyscrapers, all your amusement parks, all your industrial properties, and you just reassess them on a regular basis like they do in almost every other state in the nation.
Sounds great, but what are you going to get? You're going to get, what, two-thirds of the legislature?
I think we probably would have to have a proposition or constitutional amendment to do it. There have been some proposals to try to close some of these loopholes legislatively, and all those fixes are fairly poor. That being said, both Democrats and Republicans have been interested in it, And I think once folks
Republicans
out there...
Republicans have been interested in this?
Even some Republicans have been talking about closing some of the loopholes that corporations in particular use. You know, one thing you can do in California is you can put your property into the hands of a small shell corporation. And whenever you want to transfer the property, you just transfer that small corporation back and forth. And so you could effectively transfer the property many times, but on the rolls it doesn't look like it is because it's still owned by the same corporation.
And it's cheating.
Absolutely. And I think when homeowners understand that...
Can you imagine the ads that would be aired by the corporations against this thing?
Sure, absolutely.
You'd be called a baby killer.
This is the kind of thing that probably we couldn't do in 2 years or 4 years. I would get a maximum of 6 years in the state assembly, and I'd spend every single one of them working on this issue because I think that's the kind of critical reform that Democrats need to stand for, that too many Democrats have been afraid to stand up for. And if it takes me a heck of a long time to do it, I think it's worth it.
But you know you're going to have to go to the people. Prop 13 was passed by the people. It was not passed by any body of the legislature. And in 78, when the Jarvis-Gann initiative was out there, and I would assume that you intend to introduce, if you are elected on day one, a measure that could be approved by both houses of the legislature and then submitted to the people as a constitutional amendment authorizing the reassessment of commercially owned and held property by either individual entities or by corporations. Is that essentially what you were proposed to do?
That's exactly right.
And then it would be voted upon by the people. It would literally keep residential property in the same transfer mode for reassessment that it currently occupies, but it would move the business of reassessing property involved in the commercial transactions, etc., on an annual basis or every 3 years. Which would it be? Every year, every 2 years, every 3 years?
Personally, I'd prefer every year. And I think if... the compromise we end up reaching is that we do it every 2 years. That's still fair enough by my mind.
And I take it that you would try to avoid the incredible argument about costs by asking for self-assessment, so to speak, somewhat akin to what one does with one's estimates of taxes that one must pay. And then at some point an audit may show something differently. You would then be assessed. I assume part of the practicality of your operation is reflective of something akin to that?
Well, that's certainly a possibility, but in a lot of states they have assessors reassess corporate properties and commercial properties like these on an annual basis. It does cost
a
little bit of
bureaucracy.
Money. Well, it's not all that different from what they do today. I mean, what they do today is they reassess the property when a transfer happens. And
yeah,
so,
but that's self-assessment because that becomes one of simply putting in a figure. Mm-hmm. I buy a piece of property. Mm-hmm. Whatever figure I pay taxes on, transfer taxes on,
sure.
That's what the assessor then grabs with just a push of the computer button.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no bureaucracy involved in that. But
well,
if
you
there's no
processing all that paperwork.
Yeah,
but you're
no
right. It's simpler. It's certainly simpler.
No transfer. You can outsource that.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor, we're out of time here, but want to thank John Alden for showing up. If you're more interested in his campaign, you can go to aldenforassembly.com. Democratic candidate, State Assembly, 6th District. John Alden, good luck.
Thank you much. It was a pleasure.
All right.
8:50, and our next segment is WWWD, What Would Willie Do on 960 The Quake.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
So you know what happens? You're feeling better because your immune system is better. We don't get the right nutrition out of our diets anymore. We're supposed to, but we don't. We eat out all the time. More fast food. Who's eating those 5 servings of fruit and veggies every day? Nobody.
Well, it's amazing that a substance like plant pollen can contain so many of the vitamins, minerals, and enzymes that we need for maximum energy.
The whole boatload, 27 vitamins and aminos, 28 minerals. 2 capsules a day, that's all you need, not a fistful of other stuff. This is a power pack, boosting your energy all day. You get better nutrition, better sleep, you look better, and you feel better.
All right. Well, let's get down to the basics, man. How much is it, and how do our listeners order Nature Bee?
That's the easy part. Right now, you get a big 6-month supply of Nature Bee with a money-back guarantee, by the way, for only $99. Tossing in our sizzling summer holiday pack, and that is a supply of our generous high protection sunscreen. It's worth $30. That's free. Small postage fee right to your door all the way from New Zealand. Check it out. Make a toll-free call. That's how you do it. 1-866-834-8355. Come on, write it down or call the station if you're driving your car. 866-834-8355.
That's Nature Bee. Come on, everybody. Just like me, once you try it, you won't want to be without it. Order now, 1-866-834-8355. 866-834-8355.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
WWWD, What Would Willie Do on 960 The Quake? Question of the mayor was the date. This release from the National Republican Congressional Committee outlines a lot of things they accuse Pelosi of. I guess the Republicans and the Karl Rove clan are swift-boating our Democratic leader and Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. What would Willie do?
I would allow Nancy Pelosi to continue to do exactly what she's doing. When the New York Times took on Nancy Pelosi yesterday, and I do accuse the Times of taking on Nancy Pelosi, it was quite dramatically a kind of piece that you'd think you'd see in the Wall Street Journal rather than the New York Times, because it was half-truths, it was an incomplete profile, it was clearly shaped by that reporter, for whatever purpose that reporter had in mind. It went so far as to say that in the 2 or so hour interview, in the separate interview, Nancy kept repeating herself. Ordinarily, they would say you stay on message, not repeat yourself. And so when you are being so attacked, as is the case now with Nancy Pelosi, and when you're being made the subject matter of the campaign materials, it means that you're having the effect that you want to have. Many years ago, when I served as Speaker, candidates would run for office against members of the Democratic caucus also seeking office in those districts. And they would spend all the time focused on Willie Brown as the leader, and how are you going to go up there and you're going to vote for Willie Brown, and how that doesn't make any sense because Willie Brown is this crazy pinko from San Francisco that's going to lead the state towards becoming pretty much what San Francisco is. And so they would run against candidates on that basis. They never get around to talking about the difference between themselves and their individual candidates in the district. They forgot the one cardinal rule. People vote for people. They don't vote for symbols from outside of their district. They vote for the person in the district. They may want to vote against Willie Brown, but he's not on the ballot. And when you spend time directing people against Nancy Pelosi, as is the case with the Republicans and with some others, you're going to find she's not on the ballot in Kansas. She's not on the ballot in Michigan. She's not on the ballot in Arizona. She's not on the ballot in New Mexico. She's not on the ballot anywhere except here in San Francisco. And that's the only place you can cast a vote against her or for her. Don't waste your time. Were I advising Republicans, I would say stay focused on who your opponent is in the district where you're running. I would tell Mr. Pombo, be concerned about McCloskey in the primary and whichever Democrat comes out in the general. Don't worry about Nancy, and don't try to rely upon Bush and Cheney as being your savior. You've got to do it on a one-to-one basis with your individual voters. And believe me, if I'm the leader, Nancy Pelosi, I'd love to be the centerpiece of the Republicans' concern, because the defects in my candidates in these individual districts will never be demonstrated.
And that's What Would Willie Do for Today on 960.
I don't see how they can try to demonize her. I just don't get it. She's not that kind of a symbol. You know?
No, and I love her response. Hey, it's not a problem. You know, I'm a five-time mother, or a six-time grandmother. I'm an Italian Catholic, originally born in Maryland. What more do you want? I don't fit the demographics of a demon.
As much as they try, the 75th annual book event is happening at the Commonwealth Club. We're going to talk about that, and an author of a book on immigration is going to be with us, Rose Cabal, in the next segment, 8:58. Keeping it real with Rolling Willie on 960 The Quake.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24.